Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, Lord, that our hearts are at peace, Father God, knowing you know what we need and you know exactly where the world is and everyone is at the moment. And I thank you, Father God, that you are working. You are working in Jesus' name. Your will be done, your kingdom come, Father God, in the midst of this destruction and horror that's taking place in the world today. Your kingdom come, your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, brothers. Our hearts are in the hands of the Lord, and so we have peace, but our flesh is troubled by what we're seeing and hearing is going on. And but thank you, Lord. We know he works to the good, and he's done that with us, and he's doing it in this world. And his kingdom is here, and his kingdom is coming, and nothing can stop it in Jesus' name. Just the encouragement we've got here in Galatians 1 from 6 to 10, you can read it for yourself. And Paul is amazed here that people have turned from a living God, turned from the grace of Christ to follow another gospel, so-called good news. And you know, we understand the gospel is God moving on behalf of all mankind to in Christ Jesus to bring us back to his very heart, his intentions for each and every one of us, every family in heaven and earth finds a true name in him. And then also to the whole world. God has got a plan and nothing can stop it. He's not a God that changes his mind. And so the gospel, I see it so beautifully put across in Ephesians 1 from verses 2. You can start in 2, but you can go from 3 to 5. Where it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. So all provision, this gospel says that God says, stop your nonsense. You can't do it under the law. You can't do it with self-righteous or unrighteousness. You need to come to the righteousness of God. The gospel reveals the goodness of God to bring us all back to the family, to our senses, to quicken our mortal bodies by his spirit, give us new hearts, and so that we can know him, walk with him, and bring about the name, the purpose, the story, the inheritance, the part of the kingdom that we have. We're all in the kingdom as children born again, but we play a part in the extension of this kingdom. So, and then what's this according to? What is this whole love plan, this wonderful story? There's so many horror stories, nightmares going out there with so-called gospels, but it's demonic deception. But the gospel is the greatest fairy tale ever, where God has done everything. And has brought us back to himself and brings us back to ourselves, who we really are, and then brings our surroundings, and he's bringing back this world the way it should be. So that's the beauty of the gospel. But you can see in Psalm 2, then why do the nations rage and the people plot in vain? It's because of the kings of this world. There's a false gospel that you look to the rich, you look to these people with a lot of money, the love of money, the root of all evil, and be deceived by them. So again, the encouragement, brothers and sisters, turn to your living God and back to the gospel. And why did God, why is the Father's name hallowed now again? Why is he blessed? Because he's done everything in Christ Jesus. What's it according to? It's according to he predestined us in Christ before the foundation of the earth to be holy and blameless in his sight. Amen. So that's it. If your gospel or your understanding of goodness doesn't equal to that, that you stand holy and blameless before your God, and He loves you, and He watches over you, and He provides for you, Psalm 91, then you are not in the gospel. So get into the Word of God. Get into the great and precious promises through which you escape the corruption that is in the world, and you partake of the divine nature. Amen. Lord, thank you. This world is yours. We are yours. Your will be done. Your kingdom come in Jesus' name. Amen.